is Back to Reality. Back to Reality. Back to
it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is fine with you. This is Arab English Radio, and today I have the privilege to be your host. I am Asma, and with us, we have two dear friends and guests in the studio. Welcome, brothers. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Habib at your service, representing California.
So, welcome.
My name is Sayyid Abdul Al-Musawi, and I am from the land down under.
Okay, that's very good. Welcome to the program. So pleased to have you here. Well, we're all buckled up for you to take us back to reality. We are going to have a very interesting topic today. I know that both of our guests have been to movies or they have read books. When you read a book, which one does attract you more, the form or the content? The chapters of the book, how they have been put.
The exterior look
yes,
of it.
Yes, the exterior
the
look.
Interior,
and the
interior information or content of it.
Yeah. Not like to judge the book by its cover, like it's red, it's green. No, the way that they ordered the things.
Yes.
Well, obviously, it depends who you are. I mean, content does matter, but form does also matter. Because sometimes you could have a beautiful content, but if the form itself is messed up, it just turns you off.
Yes,
you
know both I mean?
So
are very important.
If you take a movie, for example, sometimes you could have a Hollywood blockbuster with millions of dollars spent on it. But if you see that the storyline, it's really messed up. It doesn't matter how good the action scene or stuff is. It's still like, I was watching, let me give you an example. I was watching The Matrix lately,
yes.
The last one. I'm the biggest Matrix fan in the planet of Earth. And I love the first Matrix and the second one, not as well. The last one, I'm like, what in God's name have they done, right?
Yes.
So there is a lot of science fiction stuff happening, but the storyline, the content was so messed up.
So by form, we meant the way it has been put out.
Yeah.
Not the content, the main thing that the director or the writer is going to tell us.
Yeah.
That exactly happens to human beings as well.
We are the same. Sometimes you look at a person from the outside, they look like a mu'min.
Yes.
Beautiful person, very well designed and very well mannered. You sit with them.
When you dig deeper.
When you talk with them for about half an hour, you realize what.
For example, if we're talking about art factors or, you know, like literature and reading. Personally, when reading, I mostly like the content of hadith, and I really don't care about the forms or the form manner. I just want to read. And sometimes, no, I have this study in my mind that I want to do or this research that I need. For example, I have this research, and I have to read one of the books that I don't like to read. But I need the order that they go on by, and I need the form order that usually they research this topic by. So I have to go and read that book, and I have to buy that book and make, you know, that.
So speaking of hadith, whatever it is, you're going just to read it. The form,
the content,
that
the form that the author of the complier of the hadith book brought it in. I don't really care. In some situations, unlike for example, when reading the book of Al Kafi, the book of Sheikh Al Saduq, you know those old school hadithi guys, because they are precise the way they form, the way that you know their ideas and their views and the verdict on, for example, laws and beliefs is by reviewing how they form the sayings,
yes,
how they put
exactly.
the sayings together.
Now, there are many things that we have in our heritage, but there are many people who do not know how to convey them in order to attract the audience.
True.
I mean, for example, we have some good, as you talked about, we have some good hadith, but when the wrong person is using them.
They're using the content
yes,
of the saying, for example, the content of the idea.
But they turned it different, upside down.
They use it in
else.
A different place, right? They use
yes.
it in a different place.
Sometimes we quote something.
Allama Tabatabai, Allama Tabatabai, one of the great interpreters of the Quran who has Al Mizan, in the introduction to his book, he states this idea that we cannot explain or interpretate the Quran based on our backgrounds of this kind of knowledge or physics or chemistry or whatever. We have to take it as Arabs, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to us.
Mm-hmm. from the day one, when we started to talk about religion, do you think we've been working well on religion? Do you think the youth would be attracted to it?
Personally, no.
There are a lot of people who worked and done a lot of work. I mean, me and you wouldn't be sitting here today if it wasn't for a lot of people who worked for this faith to continue.
Exactly.
So there are a lot of
That's
good
very
people.
True.
So we have to give them credit for that. At the same time, the question is, have we done enough? The answer is no.
Considering modernity and the new era,
yeah,
and
we're not
the
doing
speed.
Enough. And especially, like you just said, trying to keep up with modern day, we haven't. I'll give you an example. I'm currently like heavily running courses for kids and youth on Zoom, right?
Yes.
And it seems to be like a very nice platform. It's doing a lot of good work using Google Classroom. I mean, that online environment, right? I was thinking to myself, why did it have to take us a virus, a corona, to get us stuck in our houses?
That's very true.
Why couldn't we think of it before? Why did we like have to? So I was looking and searching, and I found out that we, as Muslims, we're way behind.
Yes.
Not that this technology wasn't available to people. They were doing it for many, many years before. So are we coping? Or are we coexisting with time as Muslims? We're not. We're falling way behind, and we have to do a lot of work. Having said that, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of organizations doing work currently, but they are so, you know, the number of them is so small, it hardly shows any effect.
So we have not presented what we have of moral heritage so
we
good.
Haven't.
We have jewels and treasures and everything and still yet.
That's
still
what the imam says.
What is the problem, you think?
Like I was saying that lo arafa nas mahasan
kalam, if they knew the beauty of our words, they would follow us. But
the
we haven't presented them.
So if people knew what we have, they would have followed us.
Yeah, that's the saying from, like I said, Imam al-Ridha, the book that complied by Sheikh al-Saduq, where he puts all the sayings of Imam al-Ridha in life and his, you know, the sayings. It's like a...
And the responsibility, and the blame is not to be put on one person. Every single...
Society.
Yeah.
The missionary and the community as well. Because, you know, sometimes the missionary, he wants... He's ready to give. He comes to this country to learn, for example. He goes to the knowledge capital. He studies. He lives in poverty. He lives in these situations. He has this pure intention. He goes to, you know, this specific place or this specific country. The matter of taking religion and learning your religion and learning knowledge and the education of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, the education of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become less important than gaining money. Gaining money has become more important than this is saying of Amir
Well, that's a problem. That's what I'm saying.
And people's lifestyle has changed. It's very difficult to make them sit and listen to whatever you're
It's just not that. I think this is where we as Muslims are failing. Because the West, they managed to brainwash people to become only materialistic. That's why we are focused into materialistic.
But the thing
we
is that it's easy for them, Sayyid. It's easy for them to do that. Our job is harder than their job.
Our job is harder, but are we doing enough? That's a problem.
That's the thing, I said no.
Are we doing enough? Like, I mean, they are attacking. What are we doing to defend? We're not working hard enough. We're not doing anything to begin with.
The faults are going to be put on economic problems as well.
No.
I have to say this. Look, I'm very sorry, Salah. I'm very sorry. The thing is that, because I know this story. There's this lecturer, right? He used to go to this place. I'm not going to say the country. He used to go. He wasn't asking for money. But the thing is that he didn't have enough money for the ticket to leave Qom and go to that place in the United States. And the people are paying, you know, for cable. What are they paying for cable? Like $40, right? Mm. They're willing to pay for cable TV $40, and they're not willing to, as a community, to come, each one $10, for example, to make, you know, make enough money for that person to come and buy a ticket for that missionary to come to the United States for them to spread the word of Islam. It's not about money.
They say
we're busy doing other
That's
things.
That's the thing.
They're busy with our lives.
All right. Let the sayings of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, you know, just render around their minds. The fact that asking for learning or education is more important than, you know,
but
asking
also
for money.
I think Imam al-Ali says that when there's poverty, faith leaves.
True. But look, the idea is what I was trying to say before, Brother Habib. Sometimes people, even if they are under poverty, if they are educated well enough to accept the reality of life, it makes it easier. For example, if I have, if I'm very well taught Islamically to be patient, if I am educated, we are not educating the masses into waking up, into doing the right thing. So the example Brother Habib gave, communities are not paying because they don't find the need because no one told them there's a need.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
For example, when I go around talking to parents about their kids, the fact that they need to take care of them, do programs for them, get them married, this, and when I bombard them with information that they are not aware of, all of a sudden they are on their feet. Okay, Sayyid, what do you need? What do you need? Tell us, right? Because we're not educating them. We're not doing enough media work to educate the masses. That's why the masses are asleep. So sometimes, this is what I believe, Hawza itself, or the seminaries, that's one, and two, communities themselves.
So every single person is responsible.
Everyone is responsible because Islam it's
a community-based, it's a society-based
religion. Not a single religion for yourself.
Why are you guys teaching different religions? See, when you hear that, you kind of just stop. Like, all right, that's why people are not also, asking for more knowledge, because they're seeing contradictory things.
Exactly.
Some people, are so much into, the recommended actions. When you see that, some communities will say, I'm not paying money for that.
Yeah, so then again, the problem
also,
is with us.
Also, we haven't been advertising enough.
That's what Sayyid Abdullah
was
mentioning.
Yeah, so the problem is with us. Either way, even in UK that you're talking about, the problem is with us because our houses or our seminaries, they still want... I mean, if you go to some houses, they're still sitting on the floor.
What's wrong with sitting on the floor? I'm sorry about that. No, look.
I get what you mean.
You know what I mean?
They're not going with this speed.
At least if you look at the houses, even as building-wise, we're still... falling behind.
I still like the building wise. You've been to our house. You've seen our house. It's
going
to fall on our heads, but it's very nice. It's very nice. You can't say it's not nice.
Your brother, Habib, you know where I'm trying to go with this.
I know. Like, for example, bringing in PowerPoint. You're using new technology and educating people. Spreading the knowledge. Bringing in new technology.
Using
and spreading
some new
the knowledge.
Technologies.
But there's something very important. Bringing in new technology, for example, using PowerPoint in lessons. Or using, computers or, plat TVs showing.
That, bro. This is old school. What are you on about? What PowerPoint? I'm not talking about presenting a lesson to the students. We're talking about how we can use the media to educate the masses. Now, the effect of Instagram and Facebook and all these media platforms and TikTok. When I got to Iraq and I sit with my family, TikTok is so addictive. And I said, let me give it a try. It is extremely addictive, right? Yes. Because what happens with Facebook and other stuff, you can scroll around and you can see other things. With TikTok, you see a clip attached to a clip with nothing else. So you're just constantly scrolling. I mean, what are we doing to invade this kind of media? Nothing.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, thank you, both of you. Thank you very much. We had a very pleasurable time with you. Thank you for clarifying on that issue. So we have to work more and more, and every single person in this society is responsible about their religion. You are listening to your favorite one and only Back to Reality. If you've missed any episode or you wish to stay tuned to the latest topics and discussions, you can visit parstoday.com. With a click on A Call of Islam, all your favorite programs will pop up and you could find a boundless archive of any topics of your interest. Also, if you have any suggestions or ideas, you could send your emails at englishradio@irib.ir. Take care, and until another session, I'll leave you to the protection of God.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رائزك يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رائزك لتصي دليلتك Once again.